Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
On a Monday, we do love taking a stroll down the past less travelled and learning a little something about our history. And oh my gosh, I don't want to talk this up too much, but this might be the greatest story I've ever heard. I don't think I'd properly heard about this before, and I need to know more. So I am joined for the first time here at the Breakfast Buffet by lawyer and self-proclaimed history nerd, David Mejia-Canales. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Sammy. How are you today?
Great, and welcome. Now, David, I gave a little teaser to listeners a second ago. I'm going to throw to you to start us on this journey we're taking, because this is a fabulous art heist that I did not know anything about.
Yeah, well, in about 34 years ago, Pablo Picasso's painting The Weeping Woman, which is in the National Gallery of Victoria, it was stolen by a group called the Australian Cultural Terrorists, the ACT, and they held it for ransom. At the time, it was the most valuable painting that a public art gallery had in Australia, and they just took it.
Now, this was, of course, terrorism has always had strong connotations, but in this context, it was not in the modern sense of how we understand terrorism. It was actually more of an artistic group, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, that's right. So that's the, and you know, this is their designation too, the Australian Cultural Terrorists. And well, we're pretty certain it was an artistic group, but we're not entirely sure, and that's why this mystery is so interesting.
So to take us through to the start, so this painting, and I'm familiar with it through searching. It's, you know, Picasso's. There's other versions of Picasso's work as well, but this is the green one that hangs at the NGV, Pride and Place. And one day, what happened? People walked in and it was not there?
Well, yeah, the thing was that the painting was... It's not the world's largest painting, but it's not insignificant, especially when it's the most valuable one you own. And what happened was that the Australian Cultural Terrorists, the ACT, walked in and walked right out of it. They unscrewed it off the frame, wrapped it up, and then walked out of the gallery with it. And that was the end of it. They left a little note that said the painting had been taken by the ACT, and that was the end of it.
So that's the only reason, because you say that we don't know who did it, but they left a calling card.
Yes, they did. And they what they wanted in exchange, and I think this is the most Melbourne aspect of this story, is that the ACT wanted more arts funding, or they would set the painting on fire.
That is a bold ransom note to leave.
Well, I mean, absolutely. And I mean, can you imagine that that's how Melbourne this is, right? We steal our most valuable art painting for the sake of art. And then it just vanished. It was gone.
I'm speaking to lawyer and history nerd David Mejia-Canales. Wonderful name, can I say, David?
Oh, thank you very much. Lots of vowels.
Yeah, lots of vowels. I'm going to deem it a strong name. Hang on.
Strong name.
Not many guests get that.
That is absolutely. I'm going to put that on my business card. Thank you.
Well, speaking of business cards, we're just learning, listeners, about Picasso's Weeping Woman that was just taken in broad opening hours daylight from the NGV in the 80s, and all that was left was a little note saying that we're going to set this thing on fire unless more funding is provided for the arts. Now, we sort of opened with the ending, David, because we know that the picture now still hangs in the NGV, so we know the ending. How did we get there from the empty space on the wall?
Well, it was a thing that was played out publicly. So the Australian Cultural Terrorists left this little note saying, if you don't give us more arts funding, as well as a prize money for emerging artists, we're going to set this painting on fire.
That is through a cash demand in as well.
Absolutely. And it was not a whole lot of money. Like, it was something like $5,000 in 1986 coinage. Mm-hmm. But so the painting was gone, and they put out a ransom note that was actually published in the major newspapers. It was published in The Age, and making their claims to the National Gallery, as well as the then Minister for the Arts, Race Matthews, I think his name was, and saying that if they don't get these things from this hick state, because the arts funding in Victoria was so dire, they had 2 days or something like this, or they would set the painting on fire. And the thing was that the painting was actually held up by very specialised screws and what have you. So there's this huge idea that this was actually an inside job, because you needed a fair bit of art knowledge to unscrew the painting from the wall and then walk out with it.
It's like iPhones have special screws and things these days.
Well, that's right. This is, you know, just a very, very expensive iPhone that hangs on your wall and doesn't do very much.
I'm sure Picasso would be happy with that description.
That's right. So
the government, they refuse to engage. They don't negotiate with terrorists. That's the standard policy, isn't it?
Well, that's right. Yeah, and they actually put forward a reward of $50,000 at the time, which is about $135,000 for any information leading to the capture of the ACT, and also just like a little note on the name as well. The people in the National Gallery of Victoria, they just thought that the painting had been taken by the National Gallery in Canberra, because in the little note, they just assumed that the ACT meant that it was in the Australian Capital Territory.
not Australian cultural terrorists, as it was.
Absolutely not, yeah. So it was just this sort of bungle at all ends. But so the NGV thought it was in the ACT. Meanwhile, the actual ACT had the painting under their care.
I just also think, but wouldn't that be an awesome way of doing business between interstate galleries, just nicking each other's stuff and holding it to ransom?
Yeah, I mean, it'd make it a little bit more interesting in a way, you know. Everybody can just go around and follow the trail, as it were.
David, time is against us, so we know it's hanging there now. How was this thing uncovered or recovered?
Well, it was actually found in a locker at Spencer Street Station, which is now Southern Cross. And the whole thing was meant to be alluding to when they stole the Mona Lisa back in the early 1900s. So the whole thing was kind of this big performance art thing. And they left a note there saying, we knew that no one was going to fulfill our request, but there's no other way for artists to get heard than stealing the painting.
But the painting was untouched?
And it was untouched, and it was very expertly wrapped up and put away in this locker. So this is why people think it was an inside job, and to this day have no idea who did it.
Well, this is fabulous, and they certainly achieved their aim of attention, because here we are a good 35, 34 years later still talking about it.
The ACT is out there looking out for more Picassos. And, I mean, hopefully, I mean, it's probably a good time to always get some more arts funding, especially now. But, I mean, isn't that the most brazen thing that no one has ever heard of?
I absolutely adore it. It also makes me want to check every locker in every train station now to know, you know, what other goodies might be awaiting. David, such a pleasure to chat. Thanks for joining us, and I hope we can do it again.
It's an absolute pleasure, Sammy. Thank you.
Cheers. David Mahaya-Kanalis there, filling us in on the story of Melbourne's own Picasso painting, The Weeping Woman, stolen and then recovered by the Australian cultural terrorists in the 80s. Ah, you learn something every day.